Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School rolling right along. Jay Foreman, Coach Jay Foreman, out the door. He's got some business to attend to. Good luck to Coach Jay and the Fighting Foremans in their basketball travails and such this weekend. I'm Austin Norman. I'll take you through for the next hour or change here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Why only the next hour or so? Women's Final Four, right here on these airwaves. That's right. This weekend, you will hear the NCAA Women's Final Four tonight. You will get the Men's Final Four tomorrow. On Sunday, we will broadcast the Women's National Championship game. And then on Monday, the Men's National Championship game. So stay tuned for all of that right here on these very airwaves. If that's not your cup of tea, not your speed, not your style, not to worry, we will still have all of our local programming available for you. That will be on our app, free app for your phone, 93.7 The Ticket app. Give that a look. Or Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. We'll also have our content, our live local content for you, as will Allo Channel 961. On the topic of the Final Four, saw this interesting piece looking at team composition of the four teams remaining in the Final Four, and I believe that this is a list that goes alphabetically. Yes, it is. So how are these teams constructed? Definitely not all the same. Definitely some differences in player acquisition for these four head coaches. Okay, so let's start with Alabama and head coach Nate Oates. Probably the biggest talent attractor of this group. They've gotten a few five stars recently in the Nate Oates tenure. Brandon Miller, of course, the number two pick in last year's NBA draft, went through there. But more so than the high school recruiting ranks, where Alabama's been pretty solid, the Crimson Tide, more than about anyone in this Final Four, have relied on the transfer portal to build their team. Okay, so Mark Sears has been playing some lights-out basketball on offense, doing enough on defense. Runs the point quite a bit for the Crimson Tide, gets a lot of shots up, shoots them well. He was a transfer, transferred in from Frank Solich U. That's right, he started his career off at Ohio. Aaron Estrada has made some waves recently, plays very little three, some four, some five for the Crimson Tide. Listed as a Hofstra transfer, but this is a guy with high major talent. He was at Oregon for a while, also at St. Peter's. And then you think of a guy like Grant Nelson, acquired by Alabama out of the transfer portal. He started his career at North Dakota State. Nelson's been up and down, definitely hasn't dominated games at Alabama the way he did at North Dakota State, except for the Sweet 16 win over North Carolina. Grant Nelson had a monster game, knocked down threes, protected the rim. Alabama's defense has really, truly picked up over these last couple weeks of March Madness. To me, that's the biggest reason why the Crimson Tide are in the Final Four. Yeah, they shoot it well. They shoot a lot of threes. They get them up, hit them at a pretty good clip. But the transfers that Nate Oates has gone after have played big roles. You think of a guy like Latrell Wrightsell Jr., right? A one-time Nebraska men's basketball target, in-state guy who went out to Cal State Fullerton. He came back to the D1 ranks, but went to the SEC. He's coming back, I should say, from the concussion that he suffered the first weekend of games. Not 100% officially cleared to play, but by all accounts, his media availability comments I've heard, Latrell Wrightsell Jr. expected to be a part of this Alabama team in some form or fashion here throughout Final Four weekend. Looking at Alabama's starting lineup, three seniors and two freshmen. Interesting little breakdown there, and I think back to maybe a 2015 Duke-ish But in inverse ratio, that Duke team started Tyus Jones, Justice Winslow, and Jahlil Okafor as freshmen. You had a senior, Quinn Cook, start, and then one of the two juniors. It was either Matt Jones or Emil Jefferson would be the other starter for that Duke team. They would come back the next year. So that wasn't a good example. I don't know why that came to mind. I'm just in my Duke basketball zone. Sorry about that. But yeah, three seniors and two freshmen, and the seniors are at important spots, right? Estrada is a senior, and Sears is a senior. Maybe the two most important players, most consistent players on that team. Nelson might be the most important as the X factor. Let's take a look at UConn. Okay, UConn has had some pretty unassailable rosters these last couple years. The balance of recruits versus transfers, the guys they target, the roles that they have, whether it's a recruit or a transfer, the roles they have these guys play and fit into. Dan Hurley and his staff have done maybe the best job of building a roster in, you know, the last few years of modern college basketball. It's really impressive. The Huskies start two seniors, two sophomores, and a freshman. Okay, so the transfers in for UConn include Cam Spencer, who started his career at Loyola, Maryland, not Loyola, Marymount, not Loyola, Chicago, Loyola, Maryland. Okay, transferred up to Rutgers, played a couple years there for Steve Peichel, and then hit the portal, bounced up to UConn. He's really taken on a life and a persona of his own. He's been a big key for the Huskies this year. He's a transfer. Hassan Diarra is a player that got out of the portal from Texas A&M. Backup guard, will play some pretty good minutes, give him a different tone defensively. And then a guy that Strick and I talked about earlier this week, maybe their most important player, one of their two most important players for my money, Tristan Newton, a guard. He runs the show. He's their point guard. Transferred in from former American Athletic Conference foe, East Carolina. That's right. He goes from wearing the purple and gold to the Navy of UConn. He's been a stud this year, deserving All-American. But recruiting has been pretty good, too. Stephon Castle. Defense definitely ahead of the offense right now. But I think Stephon Castle is what a lot of people were hoping Ron Holland would be. Ron Holland had an Arkansas offer, a Texas offer at one point, but ends up going to play for the G League Ignite instead. His jump shot hasn't really come around, but he's gotten better at getting downhill. Stephon Castle's a streaky shooter. You can see maybe the outline of a workable NBA-style jump shot there, but he's the dog for UConn on defense. They will put him on the other team's best player, the most athletic player, and just let it ride one-on-one. Stephon Castle can get downhill with a physical bruising nature, whereas Newton is quick, a little bit shifty. Castle has that real athletic burst, and there's power behind it. A nice, you know, kind of compliment on the perimeter to Tristan Newton. You think of a guy like Alex Caravan, who kind of under the radar, unsung hero for this team, multi-positional defender, knockdown three-point shooter, probably better spot up than off the move, but can hit some shots off the move as well. He was a top 100 player in his class, but 95th overall. And Donovan Klingit, number 56 overall prospect in his class. He's a starter for them. We know what the man they call Kling Kong does for UConn in the middle of that defense, and a little bit on offense. The combination of Klingit and Adama Sanogo last year, absolutely lethal. Okay. North Carolina State. This Athletic article says, if there is a team transfer portal here in Arizona, it's definitely the Wolfpack. Okay, so seven transfers on this roster. All five players in the starting lineup, at least recently, have been transfers. Okay, so DJ Burns starts his career at Tennessee, goes to Winthrop, transfers into North Carolina State. He's been the headliner. You think of DJ Horn, started his career at Arizona State, went to Illinois State, played with Antonio Reeves, funny enough, and then finds his way to Raleigh to play for the Wolfpack. Casey Morsell, a Virginia transfer that I thought was destined to be a Maryland guy, but he ends up at North Carolina State instead. Michael O'Connell, he was the hero in that ACC tournament game against Virginia. Just a fluke phone call. One of North Carolina State's coaches, you know, kind of said, we envision you as the missing piece for an NCAA tournament team. Michael O'Connell, who was okay at Stanford, didn't make much of a name for himself, but hits that miraculous shot against Virginia that helps kickstart the Wolfpack on its way. You look at Ben Middlebrooks, who transferred in from Clemson. Ben Middlebrooks just looks like a guy that would, you know, fit Clemson, so Brad Brownell definitely, you know, typecasting his recruits there. Mohamed Diarra, has been a really big piece as well. He started his career off at Missouri before transferring out to North Carolina State. So if there is, like the Athletic is saying, a team transfer portal here that shows it can work, it's North Carolina State. That's the majority of their rotation, that rotation for Kevin Keats coming out of the transfer portal. Okay, and then Purdue. Here are the three words the Athletic uses to describe Purdue in the Matt Painter way. Evaluate, recruit, develop. That's what it's been. You go from seven transfers, really in the rotation for North Carolina State, to one rotation transfer for Purdue. Lance Jones, who transferred in from Southern Illinois. Funny, Lance Jones hasn't played nearly as big a role for Purdue as Marcus Damask, his former Southern Illinois teammate, has for Illinois. But look at this. Lance Jones is the last one left standing from that team. Otherwise, the highest rated recruit on Purdue right now in terms of class rankings, not Zach Edey, not Braden Smith, Trey Kaufman Wren. How about that? The power forward for Purdue, Trey Kaufman Wren, had the highest recruiting ranking of anybody on Purdue's roster. Caleb First has played a little bit of a role behind Zach Edey. He's 65th overall. Fletcher Lawyer, number 96 overall, following his brother Foster's footsteps. Miles Colvin's played a little bit. Ethan Morton, a little bit. Cameron Heidi. Braden Smith was barely a top 200 recruit in his class. Now he's first team all Big Ten, knocking on the door of All-American status. And then Zach Edey, 436th ranked in his class. How about that? That is a huge pat on the back, a huge badge of honor for Matt Painter and his staff to say, yes, some people were looking at Braden Smith, but 200th in the country, that's not a lot of high major offers. Zach Edey at 436, that's been the Matt Painter talent, is the big men. You think back to your Caleb Swanigans, your Isaac Hosses, your Trevion Williams type guys. Matt Harms was supposed to be the next in this line. Didn't really take off the way most Purdue bigs did before he ended up transferring out to, anyone know? Matt Harms went to BYU. There's your answer. And then Zach Edey, of course, again, Big Maple, 436th ranked in his class. So four really different styles of putting the roster together, which again goes to there's no one right way to do this, right? If you look at Nebraska men's basketball, right? Let's bring it back home to wrap up the segment. Nebraska men's basketball still building more through the transfer portal. That to me is the approach that North Carolina State and Alabama are taking right here. UConn has supplemented with transfers. Purdue just took one. They identified the fit in Lance Jones. They went out and got him. Nebraska men's basketball isn't, you know, doomed to not win if it builds through the transfer portal. You know, it's a workable model. Alabama's guys have been maybe a little more athletic and have shot a little better from three consistently. That's why they're in the Final Four. NC State's on a magical Cinderella run, right? All the ingredients finally came together to make the five-star dish. The train is on the tracks, whatever you want to describe it. It works anyway. So there's no one right way for Nebraska men's basketball to go about building its own roster. Just be right. Just make the correct decisions in your evaluation. And yes, some of that is, pretty much all of it, is easier to judge in retrospect than in the present or even in forecasting. But again, I would say hold off on jumping down, you know, Fred Hoiberg's throat about the transfer portal, because he's shown it can work and so have other teams across the country. One more segment of Old School left for this hour. We'll have one long segment at the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get you to the NCAA Women's Basketball Final Four here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.